Let's read the Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Ches. There's one thing I wanted to point out. There's man hazeh shein shem karbon, right? Ach Hashem baruch hu matzeh lechem chozeh mevarech al achilas matzah. Matbel matzah b'charoses v'ochol. V'chozeh mevarech al achilas mar, metabel mar b'charoses v'ochol. V'lo yishah. Oh, so b'charos. Hashem yibatel tamo, right?
Okay.
What's interesting?
Just by Mar Navamazah?
Yeah. They both need tam. Matzim over shells is no good either. And Marm over shells is no good either. So why didn't he say, lo yishah matzah b'charos?
Yeah, but matzah makes mubushalas, but maror really has a tam and mariras. That's the whole thing. By matzah, it's not really that. It's just lechemoni. It's more of a tzura.
Okay.
Isn't the mubushalas, we mentioned last time, we had mubushalas, that talach and the chefza of the matzah? That not necessarily a maisa of tasting it, but just the chefza has to have a taste. But now, when you dip it, that's not changing the chefza. So it shouldn't be a problem. It's just that Marah is a special problem of like the Mariras because that is the Kiyam in the Marah.
Right. So why is one mitzvah different than another?
Why is one what?
Why is one mitzvah different than another? See, I have a question. My question is this.
Yeah.
Marah was Marah says Drabbana, right? Mm-hmm. So is the Drabbana the halacha that you have to be taste the full Mariras? Or Midrash also was that way. So Midrash could have been just like matzah, chilas mar. But this is a drabanan. So the drabanan, they wanted you to taste the mariris of the mar. It's a kiyam in the sipur. Okay.
Because
what?
Zechalavdus.
Don't drabanan, you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why by the matzah he doesn't say the time because it's only it's the achilas matzah, and when you mishake you're not really mevatel the time of the chefza. The only thing is by the mar you won't get the full impact of the mariris. So the impact of the mariris, I'm thinking, is only the rabbanim.
Why would you say that as opposed to saying it's the raisa? Like why would you say it's not also?
Because if it's the raisa, why should I differentiate one the raisa from another?
Because the tam matzah is, there's nothing special about the tam matzah.
Yeah, I know something special about tamar.
Because it's, how do I know you mean?
Yeah.
It may have anything to do with the fact that it's bitter?
No, that's what you're eating, the bitter herbs.
But isn't it bitter because by Maros Hayahim? That's not why.
Yeah, that's true.
The
Shema,
that's
true.
Is it?
That's true, but that could be a shame in the Chefza.
No, I know, but the specific tam of Mar that's bitter is like part of Al Shema. You know, Mar Shema. It's part of the tam of the whole Dabar.
Hashemah. Yeah, but the thing is, but that's why you have a chefza that has mirrors, but it doesn't.
Right.
But the doesn't mean
the master. The shame. The shame. What it does? It's not matzah shame. Which it tastes like matzah. It's because it didn't rise. It has nothing to do with the specific time of matzah. It's not part of the time.
No, but if it's part of the shame, then once it's there, then you don't have to.
You're going to tell me the rice, if it's lacking the mirrors, you won't be able to the mitzvah. Bolamari,
you. Sir,
right?
You're not. Bolamari, yes.
Lo yatsa, I thought the other yatsa, no?
Yeah, it's good, it's exactly.
The raisa or the rabbana?
And that's mizmanaza.
We don't know, you can see maybe even. Bala matza, lo yatsa.
I mean, that's how we could find out. Where's that tomorrow?
Whether it's the raisa or rabbana?
Yeah. I'm curious whether it's the raisa or the rabbana.
If that was the raisa, then you would say that the shri's
right? I think it's kuf yadal, that's not right?
I mean, I think my shayla is a good shayla.
But do you hear him say that the specific?
Yeah, you're not saying anything. You're not proving it.
No, why not?
Because it doesn't prove it. Because that's a shame.
It's a
tam.
Well, it doesn't. I'm not proving it, but it makes sense why the tam of Mar is.
It doesn't make sense.
Of Mar is part
doesn't
of it,
doesn't so. Make sense that you should have two forms of mitzvahs. Yeah, I think the question is a good question. I don't think you can prove it from that.
Well, if Bala Mara, you're not Yotz Midel Raisa, it would seem that the Mariris is part of the Palashem.
Yeah, but when is the Gemara speaking Bala Mara?
I don't know.
Question.
You got to check.
Question.
It's on Kuf Tetzvav and Beis. Bala Matzah Yatzah, Bala Mara Le Yatzah. The Rambam is Perek Vav Melchus Matzah Din Yid Beis. Listen, Perek Vav. Right.
So
in the fight, he should set it up. You're right. Okay. That's it. That's what
you're doing.
Yeah.
It's interesting how I mean, she's. They did them together, right?
If you lost them together.
If you don't shoot them, I think. If you just want them together, right? She should be Mivato, right?
Right.
The answer is, since there's no Tom, even though one's bigger, there's not Mivato.
Right.
What is it that the Havminos who goes, the Bitter goes by bit bigger? The bigger one's about the other one? Is that Havmin? Is it like a no Havminotosis or?
I don't know, I gotta think about it.
That's a funny. What's
yeah, but it's Mashma Midaraisa. It's interesting.
Right.
It's Mashma Midaraisa.
But it's because of the Vaymaras Chayim, it's part of built into the Mar.
Right.
It's funny that it's not something like that. It's a Zecher in the Mitzvah.
It's built into the.
It's
Achilles Mar Zatam.
It's not built into the Matzah.
Right, that's what the Rashbam says.
It's funny, what does he mean with the Achilles Tam Matzah? It's a funny with the Achilles. Is that the Rashi of the Achilles?
Maybe that answers the question. That Achilles Tam Matzah Beinan, because you need a full Ma'is Achilles.
Right.
So that would explain why Mar. It could be Matzrich Tam, because it's still it's not a new mitzvah. So what was bothering me was that how could you have a new Maison on a mitzvah? He has to have one definition.
You know, one of it's like tasting, and others like consuming. Two completely
right.
Different mitzvahs.
Right.
You're saying Tam is part of
Tam is part. That's why it says Lachatchila. What does Rashbam say then?
Bala Matzah. That's right where the lines get.
That's good, that's good. That's why he's answering my question. So you need the full achila. Full achila by matzah is tam also. So that's why if you skip tam and matzah, so you're skipping part of your ma'is achila.
Yeah.
So that's the
raisa. So that's
by matzah.
By matzah.
Achila by the other, the raisa?
The other is yotzei.
But the halacha l'chachil is a kiyam d'oraisa?
It's kiyam d'oraisa.
Any achil d'oraisa, you kiyam to taste the thing, not just the
yeah.
Salah. It's
kachem
everything, in general. By Mara, that they're actually said by Mara's chayim,
it's indispensable.
So it's makbid on the tam, it says you
makbid on the tam. Yeah. Okay, that's good. So that answers the question.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, that answers the question. Good from my sachilus.
And it's good also then why Matzah on the Bishal is not Yosei, because it's not the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah.
Right.
It's part of the Mitzvah, really is Tam. It's part
right.
Of it. I mean, if you said Tam is not part of the Mitzvah, then why is the Chetzah need to have Tam, but the Mitzvah does have any Tam?
So. Well, you could argue that if it doesn't have Tam, it's not the Chetzah.
So what?
Right, I'm saying it's much smoother if you have a Chetzah for the Maizah Shal Mitzvah. If the Maizah Mitzvah includes Tam, it makes a lot of sense it's not the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. If the Maizah Mitzvah doesn't have Tam, it's funny to say that the Chetzah needs to be not Tam, but the Maizah Mitzvah doesn't have to do with it.
If we could say that.
Say it, because it's an
ochre. So what with the rice? What's
where's the
Rambam?
Rambam is
in Pei
Vav,
halacha what? What's the difference between
matzah
mar, the rice, and that? One's
Yatsa or lo yatsa? Quite a lot.
By the Mara?
Yeah. And it's a Gears question.
And the Rama.
Oh,
yeah.
Lo Yotze.
Yeah, he has Yotze.
He does?
That's one of those old Gears questions, I think.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Moshe is showing me here that there's another Gears on the Rama. Yiyako. That this Rambam, that's Kafachs.
Basically, yeah.
Bola Matza Yotza, Bola Mar Yotza. Yeah. So that means the Rambam's learning like I'm learning. That the. What? Bola Matza Mar Bahaki Echod, Yde Matza Mar Yotza, Yde Mar Lo Yotza. Shamor or. It's fail or matzah. That's like a tuffle. Different reason.
But it's tuffle in the sense of fiddle tongue. It's not tuffle in the sense of eating. If you chewed them, you would be okay.
Yeah, but over here, but I'm just saying that he's learning. What's the guy to do with it? But my point is that he holds Bala Mariyatsa, so he holds that there's no mitzvah tam and tinas mitaraisa. Because what was bothering the Rambam was, how could you have two different ma'aser mitzvahs and achila?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Yaakov was saying, the Rashban does mention that the other shittos who say Bala Mara Yatza, they say because Yesh Rishali Yehebo Tamara, that for sure you got some time. And that's what Yaakov mentioned.
But that's not the Rambam's.
Right, I mean, the Rambam doesn't put it in those terms.
You can't think the Rambam put it in the Rambam.
Right. What does Rambam say? He just didn't say why.
He just doesn't say why. I mean, the Rambam would have, but the Rambam is a steerer, because the Rambam says you're not to be mishakeyah, to be mishamimvatl the tamar.
Right.
So it's mashmir that there is a mitzvah tamar.
Right. Right.
And over here he says yatsa. So this is the raisa. Perek Vav is the raisa, and Perek Shmini is mirabban. Makes sense. Okay. Thanks for finding this gear.
Yeah, I remember I looked at it once. I remember it's like a whole
thing. Little, yes.
I think it's not even clear in the Rambam which is the right one. It's like one of those funny ones.
It's a whole Gemara.
The Ram.
Right?
Okay. Somebody want to read the Ram.
V'hashta v'lo marhelchusa lo kehel v'lo karabon. Kolomar. V'i it marhelchusa karabonon hava achil kol v'chad l'chudei u'v'hacha hava sogi v'achi hava sogi.
So if you have talach was a karabon, so then what do we do?
So you eat matzah, you eat mar each on their own, and that would be it?
To kizeso.
Right. So if we for sure have like Hillel, so what would you do? So you'd have matzah by itself, doraisa, right? And then you could have the krecha, and you don't have to worry that the matzah is now rishus, and it'll be mevatel amar derabanan, because you still have a chiyuv zeichel mikdash, even the matzah.
Right.
The funny lashon of the lav rishus
kreda. Yeah.
He's not saying it's derabanan.
Right.
Because he knows how to say that.
Right. Tosu says it's derabanan.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a little different motion.
It's not just saying. He would know how to say it's just. If you right. Right. The Jerabanan, he would say that.
Yeah, right. But it's a funny thing. According to Rabbanan, there's no Zechel HaMikdash.
Right.
Well, how do they do it?
So why does Hillel have to do Zechel HaMikdash?
Because Hillel, you can't be Yotzei. You can't do it together.
What do you mean?
Meaning, the Rabbanan don't lend themselves to. their shita doesn't lend themselves to zeichin mikdash. I mean, even in practice.
So why does the whole shita lend themselves to zeichin mikdash?
Because you, they'll be mevatel zuzu if you do them together.
So and if you do them separately. Oh, you mean don't vatal zuzu if you do them together? No, he says they'll be in the emunah. Let me have a zeichin mikdash. Why does Hillel have a look that the chacham don't have?
Isn't that right? Just have them eat
mara
separately.
Eat mara All right, go on.
But now you can't do it that way. Dilma kanal and karabanan, because maybe because since it's kamar, so maybe really the halach is like darabanan. But kivan shifar achal matzah lechuda ki karach lavahadei mar basar hachi havi alor shes gamar. Vechi hechi dimesumim darabanan mevatal ledoraisa hachi nami rishes gamar mevatal ledarabanan. Hilka, Mishim Sveika, the Tarvayu, Achel Beresha Matzah Lechudei, Vahadar Achel Mar Lechudei, Vahadar Karach Lehu, Tarvayu, Zeichel Mitesh Kehillah.
He's really holding it's
Kehillah,
Zeichel
Mitesh
is only
Hillah. It's only Kehillah. He's got it from the Rif, this Lashon. Read the Rif.
Tanya, I guess. Amro al Bal Hillel, Shayakorchan Bas Achas, Ochla Mishum Shema, Masus and Ronya Hulu. Amro Yochan, Folk of Hudro, Haver Bal Hillel, the Sani Yaholo Yatsubahi Hawaso, Ellen King Korchan Bas Achas, Achon, Kirash Hillochon, Tala, Masus and Ronya Hulu. I feel Zevnans with Zevnans. The Hashdalo, by Hokusa, Loki Hillo, the Lokara Bonon, Banan, Boina, Lemeba, Zechel Mikdash, Uboina Nan.
See, that's where we got that from.
Right.
Because he's learning the riff.
But how do you see that Zeichel Mikdash is only according to Hillel from the Rif? I would say that Zeichel Mikdash is a separate independent Chiyuv.
That's right, it's Chiyuv on everybody.
He says later on, Zeichel Mikdash Hillel later on also.
No, so, according to the Rif, yeah, the Rif says Zeichel Mikdash according to everybody, Hillel and the Rabbanan.
Right.
Okay, but the
Ron's
not.
Well, okay, that's a difficulty.
Okay, I thought you were saying the Ron got it from the Rif.
No, the idea of that Lashon, the Boil Ma'av Zeichel Mikdash. But you're right. I mean, the Ran is very difficult to interpret the Ran that way.
The table, why is he holding the Chizek Mikdash only according to?
He does say that.
Well, how do you know?
How do you know he holds that way?
That's only according to whatchamacallit, Hillel?
I mean, that's the question. That's the question we're stuck on.
So why according to Rabbanan can't you do matzah and then matzah mar together?
Because they didn't have matzah mar together.
They didn't have it. No, well, how does the Rif learn? How does the Rif? What's the main thing in the Rif? Let's go slowly. How does the Rif learn? Jump into Google. How does the Rif learn? He brings down the Bryce of Philo Zevifnasma, right?
Right. So he seems like he's learning. You could do either one according to the Rabbanan, no? Yachalo Yatsabani de Chovaso. Ellen came from the Vasafas. So no, I feel as everything else is everything else.
So Hillel's Matzrich only Krecha.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds like, I mean, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he skips the Moskva. He takes out the Moskva.
Right, and he just goes to the Moskva.
Because he just holds that that's the Moskva. The Moskva is Hillel insists on Krecha, and the Chacham you can do either way.
Right, I mean, is one preferable according to the Rabban, according to the Rif?
No, it doesn't say.
Right.
All right, so therefore, so what's this chesed?
I'm not sure.
Pashtad lo et milchus loka hillel loka ranam.
Nam
boinu lami avazecha lamigdish.
Right, boinu nami deleichol kol chad v'chad minai hu b'fnei atzmo. Ki hechi delo leisi mar derabonan deliv batel matzah doraisa.
That doesn't follow, right?
Why?
Because you still, so why not eat mar alone? I mean, why do you have to eat mar alone? He's explaining why you have to eat matzah alone. He's not explaining why you have to eat both alone.
Because according to Rabbanan.
Right.
Right.
He's just not explaining that reason. He's only explaining half the reason for it.
No, you know, he's explaining according to Rabbanan. It'll be matzah the Rabbanan.
Matzah
the Rishus,
no?
The Rishus. I mean, matzah the Rishus.
He didn't explain that.
I know, but that's what he means.
Right. I mean, he's only spending half the equation of why you
right. He's not going up and back in terms of what you would do. He doesn't do that.
He does that for the Ron to do.
Yeah.
He did the Ron.
So what do you do? So mevarech hamatzah l'chudei, v'achel u'mevarech hamor l'chudei v'achel, v'adar parach matzah mor, v'adayda le v'achel le v'lo bracha zeich l'midosh k'hamo.
So...
why does he
have to put in below bracha? What do
you think?
You think
you just do
this question
like
that?
Yeah.
So where did the Chacham have the Zeichel HaMikdash? Okay, of course, no, because the Chacham
all
either way.
Right. So there's no Zeichel
HaMikdash. What?
Is there a Zeichel HaMikdash?
The Chacham have to have Zeichel HaMikdash too, no?
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody needs to.
Anam Bainan.
Say that.
Anam Bainan.
Right.
Right, but it sounds like it wouldn't be. Isn't the Mashmaos that the Rabbanon wouldn't have it over here?
No.
He does say Zeich Lamikdash
Kehilo. But the Rabbanon would have had.
Yeah, he says, but he's saying if Din Zeich Lamikdash Kehilo means we do pills practice Zeich Lamikdash.
Oh.
And the Chacham Mayotze also. Because the Chacham hold you could be Yotze either way.
So if that's true though, so even now, we don't know if we hold like the Rabbanon or like Hillel.
Right.
So if either of them has a Zeich Lamikdash of doing the Krecha, it's not Rishus Greda, so why don't you just do Matzah and then do the Krecha?
Do the matzah and then just do the krecha.
Because the matzah isn't rishus, it's not rishus greda. Like the Ron says that according to Hillel, but it should be true according to the Rabbanon too if they have zechel mikdash.
And if there's zechel mikdash, can they operate through shittas
Hillel?
Yeah. Can they really hold? They don't hold.
That's the same they hold by.
They hold it.
Because they hold either way is good.
Do either way. So that why can't that be the zechel mikdash?
It's a good question.
We're learning
the
Rabbanon you can do it either way.
But isn't that
what he says? That's what the
Rish says. I feel it.
Even
have the
way
of
learning?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to be open. But he gives the second lesson of the
price,
no?
Because it's about feeling, right?
The
That the riff holds that Matzah Mid Rabbanon, I mean, Mar Mid Rabbanon is only is Mar L'chudeh.
That?
Because that's why you can't do matzah and then krecha.
According to the
Chacham. So even though the Chacham maintain that midoraisa, you could do them together. You do them together, but they hold it. The more the rabban is, the more is a mitzvah more b'fnatzma.
And Hillel holds it's not.
Why?
You have that's machlokes.
No, Hillel does not. Hillel holds the same way.
Hillel
can't
hold the same way, though.
Why not?
The Ron says that according to Hillel, you could do...
The Ron, the Rish.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize. You're saying, so according to Hillel also, so then why does Mark have to say, Hashalot, Mr. Hechel, Zalot, Gemar? Either way, you have to do this way. Even a passion like Hillel, or their body, you would have to do this.
No, because then, because if you pass like their Rabbanon, you wouldn't have to do it together.
How do you have Zechel Mikdash then?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. That comes back to the other question. When Hashta the Bainim Zechel HaMikdash, what does that mean?
Right, that's the source of all the problems.
Right. So I want it in.
Why does Chacham require that?
We don't know why. We don't know where the whole Chir, why the whole Zechel HaMikdash became a Chir. Where did it come from, right?
It's optional, this Ma'amah Bayis, according to Chacham, why, what's that?
No, I can understand why you have Zechel HaMikdash.
Why
do you have Zechel HaMikdash?
Because the whole Kiyam Sipur is all tied up to Mikdash.
Right, I understand why
it'd be
Kiyam, but like...
No, that's you can't ask why Zecha. So why do you have Zecha Mikdash by Lulav? You can't ask that kind of a question.
I'm saying, but you're not lacking anything, because the Rabbanon said you can have them separately, Buzman Abayis.
Right.
So what's the Zecha Mikdash?
Right. I understand when you don't have...
What's the Zecha?
Lulav, the right...
You're doing it the same exact way
you
did it then.
Right.
You're doing it the same exact way they did it then.
Right. So what is the implication from the what's the implication from the riff? That hash to the Lord. No, the question you ask me, what's the implication? The implication is very simple.
Yeah.
That if it was Rabbanan, they could do it separately, Zeichel
Mikdash. You could do it separately, Zeichel Mikdash?
Yeah.
And also be able to say you're a
Chiv. Also be able to say the right same
yeah.
Rabbanan?
Right.
Where's the Zeichel Mikdash?
Where's Zechel HaMikdash? What is the Zechel HaMikdash? The Zechel HaMikdash means that there's two matzahs and two maros. There's a matzah of Medaraisa, and then there's a matzah that's a Kiyam and Karpon Pesach. and more that's came to Korban Pesach.
Okay.
So therefore, so you have to be the Anam Boinu Ma'avad Zech HaMikdash means, and we have to do Matzah and Morah, which is a Kiyum and Pesach also.
That's
Zech HaMikdash.
Okay, and you're just saying, how do you do that? Just naturally happen?
So that's why it says, Hashdoah Melech Zulakam Avalakamar. Because if the halacha was like the Rabbanan, so then they could do another Kizayas of Matzah, another Kizayas of Morah separately. Zech HaMikdash is a Kiyum and Korban Pesach.
You think you just do everything twice?
Do everything twice.
I mean, that
Lekar
and Pesach doesn't have to be had
together either. No, not according to the
Chum.
Because that first one was Berev Tov L'Matzah. It's not the Matzah of the Matzah and Mechudu.
That's right.
It's a separate additional one to show that Matzah is missing. The Zeh HaMikdash.
That's right.
I mean, Dovash, you could have done it all together in one Matzah.
Right.
Because the zikr has to be manifested as two separate matzahs going on here.
Right.
So you'd have to just do all the second time. You could do it separately.
Second time being Kiyum and Pesach.
And you can do that either way? Do you do it together or separately?
According to the Chum, you do it together or separately. So that's why the Rif says, Avdin and Zech HaMikdash, Kehillel. We do it like Hillel. Because like Hillel, you get it to both.
You do it the way Hillel that you're put together, and then you're Zech HaMikdash point to both of them.
That's right.
If you accept it, it might be Zech HaMikdash point to Rabbanan.
That's right. More that's Nechel and the Pesach.
Right, that you don't have. You just have Erev Tov L'Matzah, so Mar Rabbanan, right. You don't have the...
Right.
So you'd have to be Mar twice also according to the Chum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With one from Mar de Rabbanan, and one from Mar is the Zech HaMikdash and
Mar.
Right.
Midoraisa, let's go
back a step. Midoraisa. There's one matzah of Erev Tov L'Matzah, which I ate before, and now there's another matzah, which is a Kiyum and a Pesach.
Right.
Conceptually.
How does the Rambam, what's the lesson of Rambam on Mar?
That's the bottom. Mar
Midorabanan. Let me introduce it. Perek Zayin.
Let's see.
So he says the mitzvah is lechol levado. That's like the riff. That's why he can't do the car.
That's why you can't do the Torah.
Mara Dorabanan.
Point to everybody.
Point to everybody. Point to the rest.
Because Mara Dorabanan has to be alone, you're saying.
Right.
Why should that be? That it has to be alone?
Because they made it into a separate Chift Shel Achilas Mitzvah.
It's like a special halacha, though, no?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be Mevatel or anything if you did the Krecha, which is a special halacha.
It would be Mevatel.
No, if it was the Dorabanan, Dorabanan, it's the same halacha.
Right. It's not because of Bittul.
That's what it says, you see, it's like Dafka, you have to eat the Mar, not with Matzah. Not because this is Levado, it's just because the
mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to eat with Levado.
Right. So it's a special halacha of Surah's mitzvah's Mar.
Right.
You could say Levado means like, even without the Pesach. That's another way to read it. You know what I mean?
Without the Pesach?
He's saying Levado means even though you don't have the Pesach.
That's not much more.
One second. The rice of Bismana Bais.
I mean,
right.
I
say you could.
You could say, yeah.
Everybody agrees Bismana Bais, that was Maureen.
What?
Midoraisa bismana bais. That was
Krecha.
Krecha?
Krecha.
Everyone agrees that.
That's the way the riff is.
Good. So,
according to the riff.
According to riff. Okay, and according to the riff now, there was the Mara Dorabanan, the Chud, right?
Yeah, but according to the riff, bismana bais, he ate it Krecha.
Right, bismana bais. Because
he used it both ways.
Right, but bismana bais, what was the Kim Mara? Was the Kim of Nat Musa or only the Kim in the Korban Pesach?
Only the Kim of Korban Pesach.
Only the Kim of the Korban Pesach.
That's what the Rambam says.
Okay, so now the Rabbanon, he said they created Nuchi of the Rabbanon, which is only B'fnei Atzmusa.
Right.
Where's the Kain D'Oraisa?
The Kain, what do you mean, Kain D'Oraisa?
It's a totally new institution.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
New institution of Mara.
That's what he's saying. It's Kain D'Oraisa, because it's Achila.
Right.
And that itself would function as a... It's not Kain D'Oraisa, the Kim is something else.
Why? Isn't that Mitzvah D'Rabbanon... like, so to speak, a mitzvah.
You can't second guess Arachan Meitakanas.
No, I'm not asking we can't. I'm just saying, why is the mitzvah derban itself is the Zeichel Mekdash? That is what mitzvah derban is. It's in lieu of, like, Bismarck
Mikdash
comes back. We're not
going to
have
Mr. Rabban
also. You know, the
Raisa. You mean once you have
Marwad, you need Zechel Mikdash? Yeah, the Mr. Rabban is the Zechel Mikdash.
Oh, yeah, you Mukhif to demonstrate the two matzahs.
Yeah, but why do you do Mar twice? I mean, I think the Mar can still work out, but I'm saying, according to you.
Because one Mar is a Mitzvah Mid Rabban and Bachudo, just like Mr. Matzah Lachudo.
And you need seven Mar of Zechel Mikdash?
And you need seven matzahs and Mar of Zechel Mikdash.
Yeah, that's how they do it. No, not as a
Zeichel. So what's the answer to the round? Masa Zeichel Mikdash, what does it mean in Ambeinu? It means we have to demonstrate that these two Heftzos had a Kiyam and something else.
Right.
That's why it's below Bracha. Because not on Mara is a Bracha. On Mara you do have Bracha. That's why Mara is not Zeichel Mikdash. Mara is a Maisa Mitzvah.
I mean, the existence of the mitzvah in the time of Mikdash is not around now. It's Mechayev to make a Zeichel Mikdash.
Right.
So Bana had the Torah bans that idea.
Right. Okay, so now we can answer the Iran. The question on the Iran was, how did he hold that only he was obligated to Zeichel Mikdash?
Right. Because he says, B'hachi Abisagi, right?
Right.
He holds differently. He holds that you...
Why? Why do you say that?
Right, because doesn't Iran say that according to... If we held like Hillel, you'd have just done Matzah and then the Krecha?
Right. Okay. So we have two of them together.
I have
two of them together.
He's learning like the Riff.
Right, you have two of them together.
So you need Zechel Mikdash for that.
Right, to demonstrate that they were eaten biyachad. That was the Maisel Hillel was done together with Man of Ice, according to Hillel. But you mean, according to, they should still require it?
Maybe the question is, do you need a Zechel Mikdash for like a Kiyam?
Right.
A Kiyam that's not extant anymore?
One second, let's get the Cheshbon according to the Ran. That what? If it was like the Rabbanon, so then you'd eat each one separately and be yotzei.
Right. Once.
The Mar Hilchos Hillel Havleilam Echal Matzah Luchudei Keichelot Tevatel B'mar the Rabbanon Miu Basach Yavikarach Matzah Mar. To like a lemeimar, the matzah the rishus mivadlo lamar the rabbanon the lav rishus greato the boy lamavel the zechel mikdash. So why can't you do that according to the chacham too?
Why wouldn't we have to? You're saying
right. But you see, that I don't know the answer to that question at this point. But the other question I think we could answer. That he holds really that the Rabbanon also chayav in Zeichel Mikdash. But he holds it at one, and you can demonstrate it in one time.
Right.
B'chi Avisagi.
Right.
How is that a demonstration, though? Like, it's, you see that they both are there, but like, isn't that lacking demonstration? Like, if I see that, I say, okay, Matzah d'Oraisa, Mara d'Rabbanon, you don't say anything about...
You have to repeat it.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's really apparent at all.
It's not apparent. Yeah, it bothers me too.
Like conceptually, it's nice. You said just like in the Mikdash, it was Tikkun and one because we're here, but
right.
The hard zecher.
Right, the zecher.
Yeah, the riff is good. The riff works out perfectly.
It's pretty solid.
Solid. You are in the time of the Mikdash.
Right. The riff, the way you were learning the riff was like even if there's a kima mitzvah, that's not that you don't have anymore. You have to make a zeichel for it.
Right.
So then you had to see matzah and marah again twice. I mean, the way you were learning was even a kima mitzvah.
Right. So you're saying that you don't need the. So you're saying the chacham hold that you do need the zeichel mikdash.
The chacham hold you don't because according to.
Oh, you don't. So that's against the riff.
Right. I'm just saying, according to you could say, if you want to learn the riff like you did, I'm saying the Mahosin around the riff is, do you have to make a Zeichel?
I mean, but the Ran doesn't seem to mention it, Alexander Riff.
Right. No, I'm saying, it's more saying the way you're learning the Rif and the Ran.
So you're saying that the Rabbanan hold you don't need a Zecher HaMikdash.
Right.
It's a little bit hard to say that.
He only says the Zecher HaMikdash is killing.
And why is the Zecher HaMikdash not killing?
We didn't even say Zecher HaMikdash at all.
That Zecher HaMikdash means you have to do it now the same way that you would have done in the time of the Mikdash.
You shouldn't be like absent from your Seder the way they did it then?
That's right.
So you already did that?
Right.
But it's not like a demonstration, you mean?
No, a demonstration.
Zecher HaMikdash, even though we're lacking Karban Pesach, but our Asiyah is the same.
The Asiyah has to be an Asiyah that would be satisfied. And this will satisfy this Manamikdash.
It means like a general chiyuv.
Right.
And like the whole mitzvah has to be right. Like, you have to have it like the way you did in the Mikdash.
Right.
Or some sort of substitute for that.
Right.
You're saying this satisfies that requirement. It means like a general requirement.
It's a quality in Yerdas.
Yes. In the what?
It's not a new chova.
Right.
That's right.
It's just a quality of your
achila.
In your achila.
It has to be an achila would be qualified in time of Mikdash.
So I mean everything you're doing is so to speak like you did in the Mikdash. All the mitzvahs are like that. Even Sipur, Matzah, Barak, Sipur, Matzah, so all right. The same, so to speak.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right. So does it work out?
The Zecher is in the fact that you're not deviating. That's the Zecher.
So you mean
the Zecher is
that you're not deviating.
That you're not deviating, right?
Right.
Yeah. Doing the same Maisa that I would have done in Zman HaMikdash.
Interesting.
Right. But according to Hillel,
right,
if you didn't do the Krecha, that would be a problem.
Creative approach.
Isn't that why, maybe that's why it said to me, Boy, Lameba, Zecher HaMikdash? I mean, the Zecher HaMikdash is going to require a new Maisa.
Right.
You don't need a new Maisa, but the concept of Zecher HaMikdash is still going to be there.
Right.
No, I think anything I do is just, every mitzvah I do is going to be Zecher HaMikdash according to that.
Every mitzvah according
I don't know, I take a little of Yom Rishon, Zecher HaMikdash, that's what I did in the Mikdash. Everything I do is going to have a Zecher HaMikdash.
But here the chetz is lacking. That's what they're trying to say, even though it's only meant the Rabbanon.
The achila should be an achila, would be qualified as an HaMikdash.
It's not a kiyum in the Karban Pesach.
Right.
That's why it's different. Because you're still lacking in your kiyum. It's not Mara.
Because you have to think in terms of the Mikdash.
Right. Even though it's not Mara Do Raisa.
You have to think to yourself that would this be good Bisman HaMikdash?
Right.
So, does it satisfy Mikdash?
So,
but
that's halachan to you're saying like all mitzvahs, no?
No. Let's just stick.
When I do sipur, so is that the way I do sipur in the mikdash? Yes, right.
So what's the problem?
So you're saying that the sipur is key in zecher mikdash also, because the way I did it was not a mikdash.
But what's sipur lacking today then?
Right.
What's in mora on this night must be an achila that would be qualified, that would satisfy the requirements of mikdash.
And it is naturally it is.
It depends. It's not according to Hillel.
According to Chum, naturally it is.
Naturally it is. So that's what you're saying.
There's still a concept of Zecher HaMikdash according to the Ravona, but it's just not going to be Mechayev in a new Maisa.
So it's a Chiyuv that's not Mechayev in anything? It's a Kiyum that's naturally just always there?
It's a Chiyuv that's not... what are you understanding?
It's a Chiyuv that's not Mechayev in
anything. It is Mechayev in something. Mechayev that you should eat the matzah tomorrow in a way that you would be Yotzei HaMikdash.
Which is what you'd have to do anyway.
Right.
So It's not mechayim anything new. It just me happens to be. It's mechayim now, which I'm.
That's the mitzvah of Zecher Hamikdash.
They set up a mitzvah which wouldn't produce a new practical action.
Right.
That's what's about. You say they set a mitzvah, no, has no new
because knowledge. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you have even to imagine. You have to imagine you have a Zman
Hamikdash. Even though it's the Rabbanah.
Would this qualify as Zman HaMikdash or not? So nowadays, if you have like hills, you do pray for right away.
Right, so also, so what's the whole thing?
So you do a matzah because it's going to be a matzah.
Right, and it's just a prayer. And hills, you don't need to do maror on its own.
Since you're going to have the Zechu Mikdash, the Chovah Zechu Mikdash, that's going to be Mechayiv you in another matzah. So it's not a rishus.
So it's not a rishus. And of course, according to the Rabbanon,
because
the Rabbanon so why, but since the Rabbanon only do the hills, why not just do Krecha right after?
According to the Rabbanon? But according to the Rabbanon, that's not. Why would you do that? There's no reason to do that for the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is called Dumas and Dumar. Right. And that is Zechel Mikdash in and of itself.
You're satisfied with that?
Yeah, there's no reason. Like, why so would now, you do Krecha?
So why don't you just do Krecha now?
According to the Rabbanon. Because Mitzvahs Mevahal Zuzu. Which is one of
the same. No, but according to the way we're saying it, it's not.
Oh, you mean because you already mean the Kiyam? So the Chim
Matzah. Wait, do you mean to do a Krecha after Matzah or before? Yeah. Or just
after Matzah.
Without after Matzah, now Matzah now is only Rishos.
Why the only Rishos? But there's
Zechel Mikdash. Because, no, but you did the
Zechel Mikdash. No, it's not Zechel Mikdash. It's deviation. Mitzvahs don't have Matzah. Oh, you mean because you're the Zechel
Mikdash?
Matzah's completely
Rishos. Yeah, there's only Rishos when you made the Matzah.
That's all point is that one.
That's right.
Yeah, could be good also, Rabbi, in terms of, we were asking.
It's good.
It's very sharp.
Rabbi, could be good also.
It's good.
Rabbi?
What?
You say that in terms of, like, we were saying that Tosfos held, that you can't do the Krecha until after you do, we said later, you can't do the Zechel Mikdash until after the Maisa Mitzvah are done.
Can't do the right.
Right? So, but he's holding not, apparently.
Why?
Right? Because he's holding according to Hillel. You can be yotzei your Zechel Mikdash of the Krecha while you're being yotzei the Chiyah of the Rabbanon of Mar.
Right.
I mean, you could say that's good with the Svar because it's not like a separate institution of a mitzvah Zechel Mikdash. It's just that your Achilos Halayla should be commensurate with the way it was done in the Mikdash. So there's no idea of like establishing a Zechel Mikdash logically after you already did your Chiyah. It's just like a quality in your Achilos Halayla.
That's right.
So your boy, it doesn't, works out that well.
Right. Okay. So we didn't get to the Balmar.
No.
We did this years ago.
We did this?